Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM time once again for Town Talk today, the second half of a conversation with Mayor Melanie Pilon. Here is that conversation.
So are you talking about cuts in service? Are you talking about finding new revenue streams that you wouldn't be as reliant on some of the grants or unreliable funding streams that may come from, say, the province, which has been reducing funding over the years? Are you looking at a combination thereof?
Well, we certainly need to make sure that we implement a hybrid strategy, something that will reduce our expenses at the same time as increasing any revenue. So economic development will be a huge priority of our council this term. Business attraction and retention will also play a huge part in that. Resident attraction is huge, but as everyone is aware, Wawa does struggle with housing. So it's hard to attract residents if they have nowhere to live. So we're certainly really digging deep into all of those major issues and how we can tackle each one of them, both individually, but also how they all connect to a larger macro plan.
All right, so things like housing are definitely an aspect that you'd be hoping to tackle, figure out ways to increase housing stock in some regard so that you're not running into issues of people wanting to live in the community and unable to.
Exactly. I mean, we certainly have businesses that have expressed an interest of locating their business in Wawa, and we have businesses and commercial operations that we expect to open on the horizon, such as the Wawa OSB. So we want to make sure that we're ready, that Wawa's ready to receive any incoming residents when these businesses are ready to ramp up and hire on employees.
All right. So are there any particular projects you're hoping to accomplish over 2023? Is there anything that you'd like to highlight in that regard?
I think kind of our hot topics or the list of hot projects certainly include revitalization of the downtown, certainly, whereas I might consider that brownfield redevelopment. You know, I've lived in Wawa long enough that I remember the days of a beautiful downtown Wawa with burgeoning retail space. I think just the evolution of retail, we might not be able to do something exactly from what it was, but I think it's certainly time to make an investment in our community, because if we don't invest in our community, I'm not sure how we can expect other people to invest in our community. And I think that's the message that we want to send to both our residents and any potential investors from outside, is that the municipality of Wawa does want to attract investors. We are willing to work with anybody who wants to do business in Wawa, and we're really looking to prosper and grow into the future.
Now, you highlighted the continued ripples and effects of COVID-19 and a few other things, but what is it you view as the major challenges for the municipality at this moment in the coming years?
We have a number of challenges in the coming years. Certainly, as I mentioned, some financial challenges, but human resource challenges. Like any business in 2022, the municipality does need to keep care of our employees, and we do need to make sure that succession planning is a top priority moving forward. Other challenges that the municipality faces is we need to prepare for our long-term needs in terms of infrastructure improvements. So Wawa is an aging community, and our capital infrastructure will be requiring infrastructure as we move ahead. So whereas we will be tackling them a little bit at a time, we can expect large capital expenses to ensure that our infrastructure is up to snuff, so to speak, and meets the needs of our community, especially if we expect to have a growing community in the future.
All right. So with these challenges, with your priorities, do you feel optimistic? Do you feel happy about where the municipality is positioned at this time?
Absolutely. I am very optimistic about the municipality's futures. Any challenges that we face or any challenges that I've spoken about, I personally, and I know my fellow councillors, view them as opportunities to improve, opportunities to offer better services to the residents of Wawa and to find efficiencies in our current service offerings.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to say as we wrap up, as we near the end of the year and fully move into this new term?
The only thing I'd like to say is I'd like to wish everybody a very, very safe holiday season. Please keep your loved ones close. And on behalf of the municipality, I wish all of our residents a safe holiday season. We will certainly be doing our best to ensure that we have a prosperous 2023 and we're able to thrive as we move forward into our term.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much, Daniel.
Once again, that is Melanie Pilon, the mayor of Wawa, joining us for Town Talk here at 9:30 Thursday mornings here on Jam FM.